Hello, it's Maya, and you are now listening to Tea.
Well, if you don't remember her huge hit Case of the X, you'd know her vocal on Ghetto Superstar and her huge collab on Lady Marmalade on the Moulin Rouge soundtrack. She's still going, and she's going to be in Melbourne this Friday night. Maya, welcome.
Hey there. Thank you so much.
First up, happy birthday for Saturday.
Oh, my goodness. Appreciate that. I'll be celebrating on the Gold Coast on the 15th, and then I'm coming to Melbourne on the 16th. At Miss Collins for that Friday.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. So you're here performing in support of the National Breast Cancer Foundation down at Miss Collins. How'd that come about?
Well, my mother is a breast cancer survivor of almost 20 years now.
Wow.
Perfectly fine. Been a huge supporter of breast cancer. In 1998, she was diagnosed with it, and I've been doing a lot of things with that ever since, and that holds a sensitive place in my heart. Because it did hit home. So I'm there to raise funds as well as spread awareness and give a show as well through entertainment. And I'm very happy to be doing both.
And we're looking forward to it. Now, when you recorded Ghetto Superstar, did you realize how huge that was going to be when you were recording it?
I had no clue that Ghetto Superstar was going to blow up and take off. I was just this young girl fresh out of high school recording in the studio, meeting Wyclef of the Fugees for the first time in Prague. And my dad was there with me, and we were just recording the song, and we didn't necessarily know what it was for, and it took off.
And so how's that for you? As someone fresh out of high school, suddenly you're being catapulted into the spotlight in such a huge way.
Well, I had been performing since I was about 3 years old on stage through dance and, you know, playing instruments and singing. But this recording artist thing was a completely different experience. I'd been in the studio, but my plans were theater and Broadway, so it was very similar. But I had no familiarity with soundtracks and movies and being on a soundtrack and what that consisted of, or shooting videos. So, it was very interesting to see and experience all of the, I guess, the different elements of being a recording artist fresh out of high school and meeting all of these incredible people, you know, very famous people like Warren Beatty and Halle Berry, because they were in the video, too, for Ghetto Superstar. And it was just awesome. Great people, talented people that I learned a lot from.
Speaking of huge collaborations, you were on Lady Marmalade along with Pink and Lil' Kim and Christina and Missy Elliott, which I imagine would have been like a whole nother level because those artists were all so huge at the time. How was that being able to work with them?
Well, it was an awesome experience because we were all ladies, and it's very rare that ladies get together. Number one, it's so expensive to bring a lot of females together. But we had a ball. We had a ball. It was like sisterhood. There were no catfights, like people usually say. But we were rehearsing together. We recorded the song together. We did the Grammys and MTV Video Awards together.
You won a Grammy for that, didn't you?
Yeah. And then the queen herself, Patti LaBelle, who, you know, was on the original song with the Bluebells, joined us when we received the Grammy and performed with us, which was the ultimate experience. So it was just great. All the girl power and empowerment and sassiness that the song brings. It was amazing, and I hope we have a reunion soon because it's been almost 13 years.
I did love Case of the X when that came out. That was huge over here in Australia. It was number one for 3-4 weeks in a row, I think, and it hung around for quite a while. But my introduction to you was a song on the Rugrats the Movie soundtrack that you were on with Blackstreet, Take Me There.
Yeah, that was actually in the same year as Ghetto Superstar, 1998. Blackstreet and Mace, Rugrats soundtrack. I met all of the characters from the movie, the cartoon characters.
I do confess, I remember being so young and seeing the video clip for that. For those who haven't seen it, you were in like a real life version of the Rugrats house. And I remember seeing you dancing on the xylophone in the opening sequence and then like going out the back of my house and drawing with chalk a xylophone on the ground so that I could copy the dance moves.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Were you in high school at the time?
If it wasn't early, I would have been primary school actually, or did you call it elementary school in the US?
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been even younger than high school.
Oh, awesome.
Now, you've been very vocal in supporting the LGBTI community. You got involved with the No Hate campaign, that's that right?
Yes, I did. I was invited to come do a photo shoot, and I actually met the founders of the No Hate campaign, and we discussed what it was all about. And it was just a natural transition for me because I have lots of family and friends, associates, dancers, makeup artists that surround me in my everyday life are my friends and great friends, to be exact, a part of the LGBT community since 1998. And we have a lot of fun together. We create together. And for me, the way I was raised, people are just people. No matter where you're from, what you believe in, your gender, we all have differences, but we're all human. And there are a lot of reservations with, you know, politics or religion and government and people in general, lots of judgment cast upon many different groups of people. And I am a person that's all about humanity and togetherness, regardless of adversity. So it was a natural thing for me to step in, as well as recording the song, the theme song, Love is the Answer, for the actual campaign. That was with Cedric Gervais, who's a French DJ. And we've done several events together, No Hate and I, and I continue to support the LGBT community.
And we really appreciate it. Now, you are, speaking of supporting, you are supporting the National Breast Cancer Foundation by performing in Melbourne at Fat Fridays this coming Friday. What can people expect when they show up to see your show? Because people might not know that despite having all those huge hits all those years ago, you've still been producing and making music since then.
Well, you know, as far as Maya is concerned, I mean, there are the classics that people want to hear, so I'm going to give that. But I also have some music that I've been releasing for the last 7 years when I went independent, some new cool exclusive music that Australia will hear for the first time before it's released, and just having a great time. I'm most likely going to wear pink for October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and for this event, raising awareness for breast cancer. And I encourage everyone else to do the same for this wonderful cause. But we're just going to have a good time. I love to dance. I love up-tempo music, and we have a lot to celebrate. So I'll be in the building having a great time with you guys.
We can't wait to see you. So Maya is playing tomorrow night at Miss Collins for Pink Ribbon Weekend in support of the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Details are on the Miss Collins website. Thank you so much for your time today, Maya.
Thank you so much. And I can't wait to see you. I hope you can dance.
Oh, I can. I've been practicing. I've got the chalk out. I've drawn the xylophone on the ground again. It's great.
I like to party, so just FYI, keep that in the back of your mind.
Okay. Will do. Thanks, Maya.
All right.